Do not be afraid, the angel says. Do not be afraid to let the child in the manger touch your heart and change your life. Christ is born. God has acted in human history, and everything has changed. It's probably easy for us to be moved on Christmas Eve. We hear the story of that first Christmas, and we glimpse it with the children around the manger. Mary and Joseph's difficult journey to tiny Bethlehem, their desperate need for shelter, the birth of baby Jesus who's laid in a feed trough. An angel chorus heralds this lowly birth to even lowlier shepherds, and then the shepherds hear, and they go, and they see, and they believe, and they praise God. What are they praising God for? The shepherds are told that the baby is their Savior, and they do believe that. But surely they can only imagine that this child will grow up and be a powerful king, mighty enough to overthrow Caesar Augustus, who occupies the territory and is oppressing the people. Did you know that Caesar was also called Savior and Lord? These were all titles given to the Caesar. He was considered to be a divine bringer of peace, divine bringer of peace. But the peace of Rome, the Pax Romana, was certainly no peace at all for Mary or Joseph or the likes of those lowly shepherds. Instead, it was domination by violence. But domination by violence is what this world tends to call peace. Well, Luke's Christmas story and many of the texts that we often read around Christmas time are actually steeped in language that is political, legal, economic, and military. This very particular language to reveal the chasm between God's ways and human ways. For example, Luke writes of a census. Well, that points to political and economic power because the whole point of a census was then to be able to levy tax on the people. So political and economic power. Psalm 96 is often read at this time of year, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for this one is coming who will judge," legal language, "judge the world with righteousness and the people with truth," in a way that no earthly ruler can. Then, of course, we heard from the prophet Isaiah just a few moments ago in chapter 9. He writes, in the form of an oracle for the coronation of a ruler. He writes, "For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, these are coronation titles. They're actually coronation titles. Isaiah uses them to point to the one who will reign in true peace, in justice and righteousness. Where do you suppose on planet Earth this very night there are people who long for justice and peace? People who long for comfort and joy. People who long for right relationships between one another, between nations, even with the very earth. Christ is born. God has acted in human history, and everything has changed. Everything has changed because this Lord and Savior is not born into a palace and will never govern from an Oval Office. The reign of Christ is not aligned with our understanding of power and justice. This child in the manger, this God incarnate, brings true justice, brings a peace that comes not from having power over, but it's a peace that comes from forgiveness. This peace is heralded by a heavenly army. Now, you heard in the reading heavenly hosts, and you've probably heard that phrase before, but that word actually can also be translated army. So get this, heaven's army sings about peace. The heavenly army sings of peace. Now that's good news of great joy to all people. So what are we going to do about that? How are we going to respond to that? Because the shepherds responded. We read that the shepherds went and responded by telling all that they had heard and seen. So how do we respond? See, this is the part where we might be afraid. Angels get that. Because we're content enough to gaze at those lovely tabletop nativity scenes and we might get this nice glow as we sing Silent Night by candlelight in a few moments, but what comes next? What do we do with the gift of Christmas, with Jesus, now that that gift of Christmas is ours? Do we hear, do we believe the angel's message of peace and hope? Do we go and see and believe that Christ is among us in water and word, in bread and wine, in the poor, in the prisoner, in you and me? Do we praise God for the love and forgiveness that we've experienced in our own lives? And do we praise God not just with our words, but with our whole lives? Do not be afraid, the angel says. Do not be afraid to be touched by Christ on this holy night. Do not be afraid to tell the good news that Jesus Christ is born tonight and every day that Christ's love is made visible in the lives of believers. Do not be afraid to hope and pray and work for peace on earth. And do not be afraid to believe in miracles, the miraculous, life-changing, life-giving power of love and forgiveness in Christ. On this holy night, God is with us. Every day of our lives, love dwells among us. Christ is born. God has acted in human history, and everything has changed. On this holy night, thanks be to God, and blessed Christmas to all. Amen.